listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viker with you. The poor maintenance of Taipan helicopters within the 5th Aviation Regiment here in Townsville has been exposed at the inquiry investigating the Talisman Sabre crash last year. Our reporter Rosie O'Brien has more.
Barry Trapp managed multiple aspects of the Taipan's upkeep at Airbus. He says maintenance of Townsville's 5th Aviation Regiment was the Army's responsibility and that only 40% of their choppers were kept in a ready-to-fly state. Meantime, the 6th Aviation Regiment, which looked after the aircraft that crashed, had to keep over 75% of the aircraft operational.
The Community Safety Committee is set to examine whether the KAP's Castle Law Bill meets human rights and legislative standards. It was accepted into State Parliament earlier this week following its introduction by MPs Robbie Katter and Nick D'Amato. If enacted, the bill will give victims of crime such as home invasions bigger legal rights and protection from criminal prosecution if they need to use force to defend themselves. It comes following the disbanding of the Youth Crime Select Committee.
Across Queensland and across Australia, the law is not there to protect good people in times of need.
And experts believe even North Queensland may experience a fire ant outbreak. The invasive pests have been detected in southern Queensland, with the most recent nests found in Oakey, but they're spreading fast via the movement of organic materials. Taking a look at local sport, it's 4X derby time for the North Queensland Cowboys heading into round 9 of the NRL. The boys in blue will face off against Queensland rivals, the Dolphins. Middle forward Ruben Cotter says they gave away too many easy tries in last week's game against the Panthers.
There were two in particular. The one before halftime really hurt us, the intercept. And when Semi went up to take the ball, that was the second try that, you know, we sort of hurt us. We scored 20 points, but at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough.
Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. at Queensland Country Bank Stadium.